turunduse täht.
Tell me, what have you noticed happening mm-hmm. during the last couple of weeks, maybe during the last week, that would be worth of rewarding and noticing mm-hmm. as a good example for our marketeers?
Yeah, I have a good one, I think. I met some people who are behind the company called Aura. It's spelled O-U-R-A. So Aura basically is a Finnish company that created an active tracking device that is a ring, a beautiful, simple ring that you place on your finger, and it can monitor your perspiration, your heart rate, your activity level, how you sleep, and so forth. And it tells you every day how ready you are to take on day's challenges. And what is wonderful, I think, about the company is that they did really well on Kickstarter, and I think got over 500,000 in pledges, and they have been selling their product all over the world. And once I met the people behind it, they haven't even been aggressive with marketing. It's been very organic and very, how can I say, very natural and non-paid. So that is something I think I would mention here, because when you have something truly wonderful, passionate, amazing, you know, breaking the barrier of what people consider, you know, innovative, somehow doing marketing becomes much, much easier. So I think definitely you can market anything pretty much in this world, but it's, you know, it's definitely always about what do you market and about the product and about passion, about, you know, being useful to people. So I'm just really, you know, taken aback on the success they had with minimal to no marketing at all, global success.
Wow. It's a really great product. And by the way, the first letter sounds like Estonian, ooh, something, a letter that no other country has. So, wow, it's really, really great. My candidate this week comes from Estonia, and it's about one of the most successful events here in Estonia, that is Tallinn Music Week. That is kind of expanding, but not only kind of in music terms, but what they have been very active also kind of on the political issues previously, but now this year they have focused heavily on sustainable development, and they have tried, they have brought in different topics based on that. They have created I don't know how many, even restaurants where they prepare food from, not exactly from garbage, but yes, from the food that was kind of thrown away. And the best chefs try to generate some good, or create some good food from it. And also they have small videos about people want to change the behavior in order to make the world more sustainable. So it seems very interesting in the context of the music festival that really could be, or usually is about a lot of fun and music and having good time, but they are really kind of using the power to bring up all the different types of topics connected to sustainable development. So this was my suggestion. So now you know already that we need to choose whom you are giving your vote.
It's very hard. It's very hard because you know, if I choose mine, what
you can
kind of
choose,
guest
you
would
can. By the way, the rule here says that as we are just two deciding, so you are free to choose yours. Otherwise, it's just an honest game, you know.
Yeah. But it's very hard. Can I choose both?
No. Let's try to make a choice.
I'm trying to be as politically correct as possible and diplomatic here, but it's all going down in flames. I guess I'll choose yours. And the reason for that is I think it's very wonderful that there is a product or a service that is trying to push on some, is trying to change the world in this manner. So let's go with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. It's very hard. You're putting me in a tough spot.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Let's say so that the Aura is a wonderful product. And I do believe that if it had been Estonian, then every Estonian would be terribly proud of it, really. Because it's really great. It looks great, and what it does is great, and all the thinking behind. So I know that, and we really envy you that you have such kind of from one side the creativity, from other side the technical advancedness to create that type of products. I'm really honest. With the Tallinn Music Week, I'm always also happy that they really use the power to try to change the world or to make the world better. So I don't know if the other music festivals in the world do the same thing, but I would think that it would be something that we would really expect from a music festival to be a bit more than changing the world, to be a bit more than not just music, but to change the world into a better place. Okay, we envy you for Aura, but we give the award for Tallinn Music Week. Okay.
Sounds great. Sounds really good.
Okay. And
Sounds really good.
know that I probably need to put myself into the line and get my ring because it's really, really something I would love to have. So thank you for bringing this up.